In terms of a circus monkey, right? Yeah. Notwithstanding the cages and the travelling and those conditions,
sure.
Like, what would he? What would that animal have to have endured?
Well, a lot of the training that they go through is through what's called negative reinforcement. Mm. So until the macaque, say for example, they want the macaque to stand up. So every time he puts his four paws on the ground, they might give him a shock or slap okay. him or whip him or something.
He's tortured
that.
Into compliance.
Tortured yeah. into compliance, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And again, I'm going to ask you about the safety concerns because there's no point you leaving and then me reading out text. Sure. So we'll get to all that.
Sure.
People, what is the... presumably, you have to have a plan in the unlikely event of a breach.
We do, yeah. That's you know, all that in
could
place,
be,
yeah.
Could
yeah.
be, I don't know... tranquilizer darts or whatever, I don't know what it might be, yeah, but that's yeah. you'd be confident that will never happen.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the Titanic was never supposed to sink, but this was all meticulously planned,
of course, okay,
from day one.
And you've
you know,
answered
and
that,
we've all our safety procedures in place, our fences.
So
are
what
up to
else
spec.
Isn't there?
We have wolves. Wolves only went extinct in Ireland in 1786, which isn't that long ago. There were so many wolves here that Ireland was once known as Wolfland. It was nicknamed Wolfland. Even Shakespeare refers to the cry of the Irish wolves. They're back. They're howling over the hills of Donegal again.
And are they passive characters? Are they aggressive?
They are, yeah.
And I mean, I'm not on about the breaking out thing again. I'm on about just, you know, in terms of dealing with them. Are they like dogs? Or?
Yeah, I mean, they're the wild ancestor of the dog. Yeah. There's a lot of traits very similar to dogs. I mean, our wolves act very much like dogs. They wag their tail when they see me coming. They roll over and everything else. But then in other respects, they're completely different
of course,
to dogs.
Yeah.
You're like when a wolf looks at you, he's eyeing you up. He's not thinking, you know, oh, am I going to go for a walk or am I going to get something to eat here?
Yeah,
he's looking at you and he's taking it all in. Even the way they communicate with each other and the way they communicate with me. For example, when I leave, they start howling. And that's the way wolves communicate. That's their way of texting or phone calls. They howl to stay in touch with each other. So they're fascinating animals, absolutely fascinating animals.
Otters.
Otters,
not very excited about that, to be honest with you.
You're not? Well, have you ever seen an otter in the wild?
No, of course I haven't.
Well, there you are. Our otter was hand-raised by a rescue centre, and unfortunately she became incredibly tame, and I know that she used to play with the dog that was in the rescue centre, and an animal like that is only a danger to itself if it goes back to the wild, because the first thing it's going to do, it's going to see a dog and say, I'm going to go and play with him, or there's a fisherman, he might give me a fish, you know, and that inevitably gets them into trouble. So through veterinary advice, we took all the advice we could on the otter, and we decided that it's in her best interest to remain with us in captivity.
Yes.
So what we did was we built a huge, huge lake for her. It's 3 meters deep, and it's spring fed, so it's fresh water all the time. And we've surrounded it with a fence that keeps her safe. And she's quite happy frolicking in the water. And we do a lot of enrichment with her, keeps her entertained, and she's doing really well.
I can only imagine the expense here. I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't want to look at your bank account details, but you know, we're talking about something here of quite a scale. At least that's the impression you're giving.
Just to give you an insight of what we're going through up there at the moment, we're going through about each bear eats 5 kgs of food per day. So that's 15 kg for the 3 bears. The wolves are eating 1 kg each. That's another 3 kg of fresh raw meat. The lynx, again, eats 1 kg of food. The otter eats almost 1 kg of fresh fish.
Mm.
The monkeys are eating about 15 kg of fresh fruit, vegetables, and monkey diet every day. So
I thought it was bad in my house. But
I know. It adds up. I'll tell you, it does add up.
But, I mean... have you dug into your own pocket for this? Is really what I'm getting.
Yeah, at. Well, I mean,
I'm not looking for figures, but I mean, this is a massive. You know, a lot of us walk the walk. Do you know what I'm on about? But I mean, you're talking the talk and on quite a scale. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I have obviously invested a significant amount of money myself. I had to buy the land in the first place and then develop it. Leader were very helpful to me.
Okay, that's good.
They gave me some money towards developing the place, and I have to say, both Bank of Ireland and AIB both. Were very good in guiding me through the application to borrow finance as well to get all this up and running.
And the business plan, and I know it's not a business for you, but it has to be something there so you can maintain the care for these creatures.
Yeah, well, that's why we have to open to the public. I mean, obviously want to educate people, and we want them to come in and enjoy the place and learn about the native animals. But I have to say that every penny that we make will be ploughed back into
I get that impression,
feeding the animals, their care, their veterinary care, expanding their enclosures. And we've an amazing team of people up there working for them. Our animal operations manager, Pamela O'Brien, has moved up from Dublin Zoo.
Mm.
And she's kind of in charge of all the animal care and the keeping staff. So
how many animals in total do you have?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't actually counted them. There must be around... we have 3 bears, 3 wolves, a lynx, an otter, 2 red foxes. We have a barn owl. We've got ferrets. We've got... loads and loads of waterfowl. We've swans and ducks and geese and all sorts of stuff.
What happens if geese land in for the winter now?
It's really interesting.
Would you say, excuse me, sorry, booked up?
Most of our birds are ones that were rescued and rehabilitated and put out onto the pond and let go back to the wild if they so wish, and none of them have
left. It's a kilo of fish or whatever they're eating every
day. Funny, the geese and the swans are flying over at the moment, and it's really interesting to hear our birds communicating with them. They call to each other.
You kind of wonder what that interaction is.
I mean,
it's obvious on the face of it. They're barking at each other effectively. But what,
it's amazing,
what is
actually, our bears communicate with each other all the time as well. Mm. They kind of do a little chuff. And when they can't see each other, they continually chuff to each other to talk. And then the wolves howl and keep in communication. It's a magic place. And not only have we got the animals that we've rescued, the place is full of wildlife. It's built in a forest. So as you're walking through the forest, you're going to encounter wild birds. We've got peregrine falcons, buzzards, sparrowhawks, kestrels. Keep your eyes and your ears peeled. Brilliant. And you'll find all sorts of wildlife.
Is it open all year round?
I'm hoping it will be open year round.
We know what weather we get here, don't we?
This is the thing. All of the animals that we have are adapted to our climate.
Yeah.
You know, they've evolved to cope with the climate in Northern Europe.
So when do the doors open?
Friday morning. We're just going to open the doors. We're not doing an official
launch.
A soft launch, yeah. Now, we're expecting it to be fairly busy if the Facebook response is anything to go by. So hopefully people won't be too annoyed with queues.
People will be all right. How many do you think you need through the doors per year to keep the head above water?
Well, put it this way, I mean, like the animals need fed and they need looked after, but a lot of our plans involve ploughing money back into these rescue charities. You know, we have partnered with Bears in Mind and Nature Help Centrum and AAP. So like the more money that comes through the door, that's all going to be, nobody's profiting from this. This is all going to be ploughed back into animal rescue.
You said that 3 times now.
Yeah.
Why are you so...
Because this is my passion, you know.
This is not a one thing. This is part of your life's work, as you see it, isn't it?
I'm 34 now, and like from the day in our I knew what an animal was, all I wanted to do was
and here you are, you're doing
work
it.
With them, and that's what I've achieved.
And success will breed and equip you more tools to continue to do what
Absolutely.
You're doing.
We've just gone from strength to strength. This all started out in my back garden, you know, with rescuing exotic animals. I mean, there are rescue centres out there for dogs and cats, and they do great work, but there's nobody looking after the big things, you know, and that's what I always seen the need for that. And
hey,
that's
it's
what
brilliant.
I
the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Where is it? I should have asked you that at the start.
So we're in Dundrain, Burnfoot. We're very close to the White Oak Centre. The signs and all that will be going up, but there's a little link on our website, www.wildireland.org, and there's a link to Google Maps there.
Bump you straight in there,
Yeah, that'll take you straight to the door.
So once you're from Burnfoot, you're not far away. So
exactly,
that's
right on the Wild Atlantic Way as well, so...
Yeah, listen, it's fantastic. Lots of us have dreams and things that we want to do. I mean, you could probably fulfil what you wanted to do by moving somewhere else and working in someone else's.
Sure.
You could have. Do you know what I'm on about? And but you've decided to do this at home and to develop this at home and follow through in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it
takes balls because
it does.
You're putting a lot out there, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've rolled the dice. But look, I'm from Donegal. Donegal's often a forgotten about county. And this is something that I hope the people of Donegal will enjoy and appreciate. And it'll bring people to the area, and hopefully there'll be a wider knock-on effect of all this, you know, to other attractions and businesses in the area. You know, it's a high profile.
It's a big thing. Wild Ireland, nationwide, they're mad for stuff. Have they been up yet?
Oh, there's actually a TV documentary being made by Moondance Productions. They actually came in on day one.
I mean, this has got nationwide written all over it.
Up
in the north of Donegal.
For the first
one
time
man,
in thousands
I could
of years.
Write the script.
Yeah, you could, surely. So So, 11 years ago now, I met Shane Brennan. He's the director and founder of Moondance Productions.
They're a big deal, are they?
Yeah. I met him about 11 years ago when he was just kicking off, and I told him about them,
but I can't remember any of their work. But I know they do
the Zoo TV program. They do The Recruits. They do Park Life. They did the documentary on the pub.
So you talked that picture you painted of the Bears. When they were first, you know, tentatively taking their first steps.
Yeah.
That's all been documented in proper.
Yeah, all excellent. Documented. Brilliant. From day one. They were there day one. They had the cameras when the first.
Where are they now? How many radio interviews have you done?
Sorry?
How many radio interviews have you
this
done?
This is the first.
Where are they?
They
might want to be in your documentary. Where are they?
He's not here today.
Lads, listen, we could do a mock-up if it makes it. We'll do that. I don't mind doing it again.
We'll stage that one.
Listen, the very best of luck with it.
Thank you so much. That'll be airing hopefully before the end of the year, maybe.
You'll let us know. I will, of course.
Maybe
he might come in himself or some of the team to talk about the making of it, because I think that in itself is an interesting thing. Presumably there'll be family packages and all that kind of stuff.
Hopefully people will bear with us. I mean, we're still finding our feet. We know what we're doing with the animals. We don't really know what we're doing with the public. So people will hopefully bear with us.
You're in Donegal. Everyone wants to know about the dollars. How much do you have your price list set yet?
Yeah, we've an opening offer of €10 for adults and €8 for children. And we'll take it from there. You know,
there's a lot going on in life at the moment, and you know it's not insignificant, but it's a couple of pints or whatever way you want to structure how you do.
Yeah.
But it's nice to get out into the open air as well, isn't it? But also you are actually contributing to the running of the place. This is not about lining your pockets,
absolutely,
and there'd be no shame in that game either.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is about feeding these, maintaining these animals,
absolutely,
and then reinvestment in other areas.
Yeah,
so there's an element of charity to it as well, if that makes sense.
We have a play park as well for the kids as well, so we have slides and
excellent stuff.
Frames and
listen
stuff,
Killian, the very best of luck with it.
Thanks,
it opens
so
on Friday morning. It's Wild Ireland. It's at Burnfoot there. Go onto the Facebook page and you can get a link into Google Maps and drive straight to it.